Evangelical leaders declare war on hunger. SHUs are providing opportunities to share the gospel to U.S. hurricane victims. And Romania's church looks at the next stage in growth. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news, government leaders are in New York for the United Nations World Summit this week. At the same time, evangelical leaders gathered for a summit of their own. Rich Stearns, president of World Vision, says hunger runs hand in hand with poverty, especially in a year where unprecedented disasters have occurred.
We are trying to say that the faith community very much supports eliminating or reducing global poverty in dramatic ways. And we're calling on our leaders, both our church leaders and our elected officials, to do their part to support these efforts to reduce poverty.
Their work is more than a social gospel, Stern says.
It opens up tremendous opportunities to talk to people about their spiritual situation. When you are sharing somebody's grief, when you're crying with a mother that's lost her child or a child that's lost her mother, there's a tremendous opportunity to talk to them about spiritual things and about the comfort that we have in Christ.
Next, more than 372,000 school children have been displaced in the Gulf Coast by Hurricane Katrina, many with nothing more than the clothes on their backs. Buckner Orphan Care International is helping them with their Shoes for Orphan Souls program. Many of you have donated shoes. Buckner's Sean Hawkins says kids are hearing the gospel.
A lot of individuals write out passages and put them in the shoes. As we're able to hand out these shoes to the evacuees, we're also able to hand them the gospel message.
Buckner didn't divert shoes from any of their orphanage programs overseas. This disaster has added to the need for more shoes.
We need as many churches and schools and businesses, community groups to organize shoe drives so that we can continue to spread the love and hope of Jesus to kids all over the world.
Call our resource line to sponsor a shoe drive. You're listening to Mission Network News. It's a high-tech, 3D animated film on the life of Christ. It's Book of Hope International's God-Man movie. English was the first translation, then Spanish a month ago, and now another translation's available. Book of Hope's Rob Hoskins.
We just completed the Portuguese for Brazil, and I was just down there premiering it with an unbelievable response from the church and our volunteers and our workers. They're going to begin to go out and show it across Brazil to children and young people.
20-plus other languages are planned in the next year. While not available publicly yet, it will be offered to churches to use
as an evangelism event. Vacation Bible schools are to neighborhood movie nights, where children will actually invite kids to come out for a movie, and a movie will be held in a church. So that the intended purpose for the film, which is to reach children and young people as an evangelism event, will be accomplished.
And it's an important moment in history for the Romanian church. As a light in Eastern Europe, the church is now ready for the next stage of growth. Evangelist Sammy Tippett is headed for Romania this weekend to teach a unique training series.
Now we're going back for a conference to really give a vision and try to implement a movement of Romanians going to other nations in Eastern Europe and them being a mighty mission-sending force.
The Romanian church continues to grow and be one of the most alive evangelical communities in Europe. Tippett says they're going to need help as they look at new ministry.
The Romanian church is rich in spirit and poor materially, but as these guys get a vision for doing what we're challenging them to do, resourcing is going to be a great challenge.
Remember to pray for the new Christian leadership that's now being trained there. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The DVD, Beyond the Gates of Splendor, a gift from International Aid, is available at 1-800-995-4828. It tells the true story of the five American missionaries killed in Ecuador in 1956. That's Beyond the Gates of Splendor at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.